everyone, that was our show for tonight. That was the first ever rendition of Lunatic, hosted by me, the lovely Thalia. I really look forward to the semester. I'm really excited for the show. We will be hosting every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on FM. And yeah, if you're in any way a fan of K-pop, if you already love listening to K-pop, if you heard some of these songs and you're like, hey, this is kind of good, please join in. I will do my best to provide a good variety and introduce you to some smaller artists and maybe play some bigger artists too. But yeah, and of course, this is WMEC FM College Park. The next DJ should be in shortly, Patchen. And we still have music until I think midnight tonight. I could be missing a show. We could be going till 1 a.m. I gotta double check. But yeah, thank you so much. And I will see you next week. Have a great night. Thank you.
WMUC-FM College Park. You're listening to the new indie canon.
Baby, baby, it's late and you'd better go.
have a heart, just look at that snow. Have pity on me.
I can hear the north wind blowing, and the fire is oh so warm. But I know you should be going. But how can I send you out in that storm?
Baby, it's cold out there.
WMUCFM College Park. A little Virgin Horror Complex there. The coldest night of the year. Very appropriate, I would say. That's a cover of a Vashti Bunyan deep cut that came out in the late 90s and was a delightful, delightful indie rock deep cut. If you were spinning at that time. And I always like to play it when the temperature turns freezing. I'm very excited to be here. Obviously, I missed last week's show. I was in New England for the snow. I was up there for a family funeral and was there for the snow. Did make it back to Maryland in time for Tuesday, but decided that the safe and smart course of action, especially with a toddler to take care of, was since the university was closed, was to spend the night at home. Though I really, really wish I could have been here. I love DJing in the snow. I really wanted to be here with you guys. I'm sorry I missed that. This is the new Indie Canon. It is the first show for us of this spring 2026 semester. This is a syllabus 25 years in the making of the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more curated for my generation and yours. I was a little tardy tonight. Thank you for Thalia for helping me out there for a couple minutes. Part of that was because of the rain. Part of that because I was having a little picnic with my family to say goodbye to my old house. I am selling my house, the first house and first and only house I've ever purchased, because it's time to say goodbye. I moved into my wife's house several years ago, but we held onto my house for a variety of reasons. But now a new family is mine, and we're letting go. So we had a little picnic tonight, and tomorrow we hand over the keys. So with that in mind, there might be a couple house tunes tonight, probably more of that in the coming weeks. We're going to do more snow songs tonight. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. In honor of that little picnic, here's some Georgie James. You're listening to 90.5.
Rock tires and the streets in victory. By sidewalks frame of jealous grass. The lack of change that defines it from there. It's the only thing that comes to pass. We know what we ought to know. We know what we have to know. We need more lights up in our neighborhood and in our whole world. We need more lights up in our neighborhood and in our whole world.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. Going out to our record librarian, Orla. That's Debbie Downer, Courtney Barnett there, from her album Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. Rat Boys before that, one of their more recent ones, Light Night Mountains, All That, fantastic single. And we started things off there with Georgie James and Places, a song that I've loved and loved and loved since that album came out. It's a shame that Georgie James did not have a longer longevity. It's from their album Places. My name is Patchen, broadcasting to you live from the top of South Campus Dining Hall in College Park, on the University of Maryland College Park campus, where it is 28 degrees right now and cloudy. Tomorrow, partly sunny. I've heard rumors of a couple flurries overnight, but I'm not seeing that in my forecast. I am seeing that it's going to get up to about 33. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and 30. Friday, cloudy and 30. Saturday, dropping down to a low of 9, high of 28, and very windy. Sunday, cloudy, low of 7, high of 25. Monday, low of 9, high of 26, but it will be sunny. And next Tuesday, low of 12, and getting back up to 40 degrees. So maybe some snow melt then. Hope you guys weathered the snow all right, because the snow is fun, right? Yeah.
You called me last night on the telephone, and I was glad to hear from you, because I was all alone. You said, it's snowing, it's snowing. God, I hate this weather. Now I walk through blizzards just to get us back together. We met in the springtime at a rock and roll show. It was on the Bowery when it was time to go. We kissed on the subway in the middle of the night. I held your hand, you held mine. It was the best night of my life. 'Cause everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds, and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Statue of Liberty, Staten Island Ferry, Co-op City, Cats is the Tiffany, Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State where Dylan lived, Coney Island and Times Square, Rockefeller Center, wish I was there. You wrote me a letter just the other day, said springtime is coming soon, so why don't you come to stay? Pack my stuff, it's on the bus, I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City and I'm 3 days from you. 'Cause everyone's my friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Everyone's my friend in New York City. Everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me.
had the worst I ever so far. Got run over by my dream car. Spent forever in the ER. Slowly going insane. Lost my job at Little Caesars. Drinking whiskey cause my teeth hurt. My tuxedo was a t-shirt. But you know what they say. Well, whatever it was. Push the boulder up the mountain. Throw your pennies in the fountain. And your blessings you'll be counting. But you're paying to play. As the darkness was surrounding. And my heart began a pounding. You could feel the tension mounting. And it never did break. Well, whatever it was.
It's alright, it's okay.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. It's a tough call. If you're going to buy one albums by the Neilds, do you go for Play or Gotta Get Over Greta? I might argue if you live in a wintry clime, Play is the one to go for because of the inclusion of Snowman. Great tune. Once again, that was the Neilds with Snowman from Play. Came out in 98 off of Rounder Records. Joyce Manor, some new music before that. Well, Whatever It Was, that's off their album I Used to Go to This Bar, which came out last Friday on Epitaph. By the way, I forgot to mention, when I played Rat Boys in the last block, their new album, Singing to an Empty Chair, comes out this Friday. So if you're a Rat Boys fan, you might want to keep your eye out for that. Joyce Manor, Well, Whatever It Was. The Knox and Dragonette with their cover of Let My Love Open the Door. And They Might Be Giants start us off with their cover of New York City from Factory Showroom, taking us all the way back to the winter of 1996. If there's something you want to hear, I'm up on the website. You can go to wmuc.umd.edu/spinatron and shoot me a message there through our chat window. I might get up on Facebook and Twitter in a little bit. We'll see if I get up there. I'm kind of freestyling the show tonight, so I'm a little less on the socials than usual. But you can definitely get me at wmuc.umd.edu/spinatron. Here's another throwback, Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. This is Snow Day.
Train ride. high-speed train crash head-on send you straight to hell. I don't think about us. It might be something, but we keep it inconspicuous, laid out on the highway. I look the other way every time you walk in, ignoring everything you say. When you go down, you take me down with you. When you go down, you take me down with you. When you go down, you take me down with you. I see you in infrared vision. When you move around, I know just what I'm missing. I see you in infrared vision. When you go down,
WMUC-FM, College Park. Still a little bit obsessed with that song. Bass Victim there, 27A Pitfield Street from Forever. Before that, new music from Snowcaps, Heathcliff there. Snowcaps is, of course, Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie and Allison Crutchfield of Allison Crutchfield teaming up The sisters are back. The twins have recombined and are even more powerful together. Once again, Snowcaps with Heathcliff there. So excited to dig into the rest of that album. It's a self-titled album. And we start things off with a flashback all the way back to 1995. My senior year of high school, Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories with Snow Day from her album Tales. All right. Always like to play this one when we have one of these giant snowpocalypses, Snowmageddons. I've heard this one called Dysnopia, thanks to, you know, the current fascist regime just a little south of us in the White House. I think this had another name. There was some plow name. I don't remember what all the names for the storm. But anyways, when we have a big one, I like to play this to remind everyone that we are in this together, particularly when we have a fascist regime in the White House. So enjoy.
She never should have rented this apartment in the mortal city. The cold comes through every crack she puts her hand up to. The radiator's broken, so she has to use electric heat. And tonight was the first date with the brother of the guy she worked next to. He lived a couple streets away. He listened, he had things to say. She asked him up for dinner sometime. Sometime was tonight. The radio gave updates on the ice storm while she made the dinner. They said from all the talk, you shouldn't drive or even walk. And this just in, we're asking everyone to turn out their power they needed at the hospital. She ran around pulling plugs, then she called him up. Maybe now they shouldn't meet. He said that he would brave the streets. She met him at the door with a blanket and a candle, saying, I heard it on the radio, I had to turn my power off. He said, you're not the only one. The streets were dark tonight. It was like another century with dim lamps and candles lighting up the icy trees and the clouds and a covered moon. She said, what kind of people make a city where you can't see the sky and you can't feel the ground? I'll tell you something, I have this feeling that the city's dying. He said, it's not dying, it's the people who are dying. She said, yes, yes, I think the people are dying and nobody cares. We got all this technology. Our dream was bold and vague, and then one city got bad planners. One city got the plague. Why did you move here? She said, for the job. For the job. And I've been so lonely here, so lonely. There's no one I can talk to. You know, I don't even know your brother. He smiled and said, sometimes at night I walk out by the river. The city's one big town. The water turns it upside down. People found the city because they love other people. They want their secretaries. They want their power lunches. And think about tonight. I heard the same newscast you did. I unplugged everything. I looked out the window and I think the city heard. I watched as one by one the lights went off so that they could give their power to the hospital. she thought this over. They sat together in a dark room in the mortal city, shifting in their blankets so they wouldn't get spaghetti on them. Then came the awkward moment after dinner, what to do? The ice was still falling, the streets were still dangerous, the cabs were not running, and this neighborhood was not the greatest. They both looked at the space where a couch would have been. She felt her stomach sink, she felt like she could hardly think. She said, I never should have rented this apartment in the mortal city. The cold comes through every crack I put my hand up to. The radiator doesn't work, I have to use electric heat. And that settled it, they would both sleep in her bed. It was a matter of survival. She brought out t-shirts, sweatshirts, sweatpants, socks, hats. If there was ever any thought of what would happen in that bed tonight, there was no question now. They could barely move. They were wrapped up like ornaments, waiting for another season. Brother's not a bad guy, he's just quiet. I wish you'd like the city. She said, maybe I do. I think I have a special kind of hearing tonight. I hear the neighbors upstairs, I hear my heart beating. I hear 1,000 hearts beating.
WMUCFM College Park, the title track of Dar Williams's